Kickstart your road to fitness with the Hard Work Works fitness app. For all ability levels, a full gym, no problem. Well, what's included? 200 workout plans available for every situation, from a full gym to no equipment at all. There's even a nutrition guide to help you stay on track. All of this is only $10 a month. Special offer for deprogramming listeners, use promo code STUPID and get your first month free. The Hard Work Works fitness app. Decide, commit, succeed, and join the hustle today. It's Deprogram, the podcast where we try to get you into a band. And boy, are we ever today, because this is definitely a band I had never heard of before, I don't know, a year and a half, 2 years ago. We're going to be talking about Free Throw. And so, John, this is absolutely 1,000% a you band. So walk me through it. How did you find out about Free Throw, and why did we have to do Free Throw today?
I found out about Free Throw probably 2014 or 2015. There was a band called Chumped, and I was following them on Twitter, and they had one of those things where, like, oh, here's some of our friends you should listen to, and one of them was at Free Throw Emo or whatever. So I was like, okay, I'll check them out. And I really liked them, and they kind of reminded me of a lot of the kind of late 90s stuff that I listened to when I was in college and growing up. A lot of that early, you know, emo stuff like Promise Ring, Hot Water Music, a lot of that Mineral, like Sunny Day Real Estate, all that stuff from the 90s that I loved back when I was younger. And it really kind of struck a nerve with me, like, oh, here's a band that's doing that. And they're not doing it to, like, for nostalgia. They're actually really into it. And I found out they were from Nashville, which is pretty close to where I live in Atlanta. And so I went to go see them. I think on one of their first tours, saw them in like a basement. My friend Steven, who's been on the show before, went with me. And we were just blown away by how good they were live. And they were so young. And I just started following them after that. And just every time they would come down, I would go check them out. I've probably seen them four or five times. And it's cool too, because like so many of these bands that I've put up on the list and that we've done are all kind of, they're admittedly past their prime, or they're already broken up. We're doing these bands from the 90s or from the 80s or whatever. And it's just kind of refreshing and cool to do a band that's still in their prime. Like, they're going to be touring this fall. You can go see them. They're going to be playing all these songs from these records. They have four records out, and they're all great. And yeah, just the lyrics are really good. They're really energetic. It's just a lot of fun, and I'm really looking forward to this one, because I think it's going to be different from a lot of the ones that I've been doing lately.
So, so this one has been up on the board for a little while, but for the first time ever, Cord, you're going to be joining us, and the excitement when I saw the bands that you wanted to talk about, and this being one of them, I cannot contain myself. So walk me through it. What is it about Free Throw for you that made you go, this needs to be my first Deprogrammed?
Man, honestly, if I'm being real about it, I'm friends with Christina, who's done this podcast a couple of times, and I was throwing out band names when we were hanging out at the bar one night of like, if I would do a Deprogrammed episode or whatever, like, you know, I would go for this or this. And then she was like looking through the list on her phone of stuff that had been suggested. And Free Throw was one of them. And I was like, oh, I should throw that in there then. Free Throw has been a pretty huge band for me for, I guess, 6 years now. Because the first time I saw them was in 2015. They played our basement venue called the New Direction here in Fargo, North Dakota, where I'm currently living. And
Biscuits, nice.
Yeah, that's what it was named after. There was a big mural of the Gorilla Biscuits logo in the girl's bathroom and they put like a bow on it and everyone would take a selfie with it. It was great. That was like the coolest venue. But so yeah, they came through here with Dowsing, and I knew that Dowsing was cool because I was getting really into the whole like emo revival stuff. Like I just started listening to bands like Snowing and Algernon Cadwalladr and all that, you know, weird internet emo revival kind of stuff. And Free Throw totally blew me away. They were touring off of Those Days Are Gone. And I've seen them a couple of times since. Me and a few of my friends are all huge fans of the band. And yeah, every time they come remotely close, I have to go see them because that band just rules. I was in an emo band for a while that was heavily influenced by Free Throw.
Oh, nice. So, nice.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah.
So, Joe, I kind of like said, okay, Joe, you're doing this one too. I think.
Well, I mean, if there's an emo band, I'm definitely going to be into it. Like, let's. If there's a guy that you need somebody to join a panel and their band that's talking about their feelings and screaming a little bit, and you know, that's me. That's me 100%. So yeah.
So take me through it. When I said, "Hey, Joe, you have to do this band with us too." how did you feel and how do you feel about Free Throw now?
Yeah, well, so I know that you had somebody had it was probably you sent me a song of theirs probably like a year ago, and you're like, you'll probably dig this, and I listened to it and I did, and I was like, hell yeah, cool, I liked it, and then nothing, you know, from there. So when you tagged me in that on the Discord and said, this is probably up your alley, I believe my direct quote was, it doesn't ring a bell right now, but I'm down to clown because emo, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And I mean, they are 100% a Joe band.
Yes.
It was obviously a discovery for me because I only had heard that one song that I'm sure we'll talk about during this conversation. But I really enjoyed my time with Free Throw. Like, I was just looking at their touring schedule, and they're going to be in Richmond, Virginia in November. So,
guess where we're going.
we're going to Richmond on the 9th of November there, bud.
Yeah, that's happening. That's 1,000% happening. So my relationship with Free Throw is however long ago we actually was it after Alkaline Trio, maybe John had said something about just kind of passively about Free Throw before putting them on the list and said, hey, you should check this band out. And I did. And I was like, oh, shit. And that's when I immediately passed it on to Joe. I was like, you got to, this is you too, man. You need to listen to this.
Right. Yeah, so, that makes sense.
So I was like, holy shit. And I don't know. We were talking about Jimmy Eat World before the show started today. And I think that might be the last time I had like this reaction to a band like this. While it's not necessarily a Justin band, it's so adjacent, and I fell in love immediately. They have the energy that I love, they have a sound that I love, they have a lot of juke outs, and again, there's songs that we'll talk about where like you're a minute in and then suddenly boom, switch, what, okay. And they take you to a complete different energy. So all I can say is I love this fucking band, and they are definitely going to be a staple going forward in my life. So going from there, knowing that we didn't have a huge discography here, John, what was it like putting 20 together for this?
excuse me. It wasn't that hard because a lot of times it's, you know, it's that first record that's like, oh, you're gonna pick a bunch from the first record, and then you're just kind of picking, you're filling out with the rest. But all of their records are so strong for different reasons. I thought this might be like that because I love that first one so much, but a lot of the stuff from Bury Your Mind is really, Bury Your Mind's a really interesting record because there's a lot of mental health stuff on that record, and it's some really important songs on there. And then the recent one too, Piecing It Together, I thought is really good. It's got, they're kind of expanding their sound and changing, and it's got some new sounds for them and some different stuff. So I really liked it. So yeah, it was hard. I originally probably, it's not a thing where I had, you know, 35 songs and I had to pare it down, but I probably had 23 or 24, and I was like, I don't want to cut any of these. Like, I really like all these songs. So It was tough getting those last few cuts in, and I'm sure they're going to come up, and I'm going to be sad, but such is the way.
Yeah, that's the way it happens. So what was it like putting your 20 together for the first time for this band, Cord?
Honestly, like, I went into it. This was really cool because Free Throw's been one of those bands that I have absolutely loved, but there's some records of, like, there's some stuff of theirs that I didn't like at first when it came out. Like, for some reason, when Bear Your Mind first came out, I remember I pre-ordered that record and got it in the mail and listened through it, like, once or twice, and I was like, man, I'm just not as into this as those days are gone. And, like, going back to revisit that and, like, actually taking a deeper dive into the new album for this, like, made me realize that I was missing out on a lot from what I didn't listen to. Like, I hadn't listened to that, like, two-song release that they put out, like, with Motorcycle No Motor on it, and what was the other one?
Tips Are Appreciated. Tips Are Appreciated.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that, like, it was really cool to dig into that stuff. My first pass was, like, 37 songs, and I messaged the group chat after I got done putting together my 20, and I was like, that was simultaneously harder and easier than I thought it was going to be somehow.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
All right, Joe, what was it like? Did you have a strategy going into this one?
No strategy at all. This was the easiest list that I have ever made because I'm a new fan, you know what I mean? So it was super easy for me. Like, the list that you put up there, I literally just hit play, let it shuffle. So I didn't even know what was new, what was old, just let it shuffle. And the songs that grabbed me, I hit like. The songs that didn't necessarily grab me, or like, it was almost like, the song before that was a little bit better, so I'm not going to choose that. Which, hey, maybe that's a weird strategy. But so my first pass was 25, and then I left it for, I guess it was about a week there, and then I literally whittled it down today, the last five while I was working out. And Free Throw, great band to work out to, especially if you're emo kids like us. So it was easily, like, I went through that 25 again today. If it grabbed me again, I put it on the actual list. If it kind of sort of grabbed me, I still put it on the list and, like, made an asterisk. And then if I had to get rid of it, like, if a better song that I heard came up, you know, then I whittled it down. It was, yeah, long story short, or I guess short story long in this case, easiest list I've ever created. So I might end up being the spoiler here today, guys, and I'm sorry about that.
Somebody other than me.
I think what's great is, this band is what I love so much about punk rock, pop punk, emo, screamo, whatever you want to call it, is there's so many bands that do it so many different ways and yet all at the same time, or at all the same way. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And this band, Free Throw, literally through all these songs that I listened to, they did each one of those genres a different way for however many songs are on their entire discography. And that is what is so awesome about this band. So I'm going to echo you, Justin, like, they are definitely in the rotation. And I'm so glad that you put me on this because I found another favorite band.
There you go. So for me, I think I did a lot of what you did, Joe. You know, you have to find reasons to cut songs. And so I'd go, okay, this song's good, but the song before it was a little bit better. I think I'll go with the song after, or, you know, however you want to word it. And so I ended up, I think, 27. When I hit 27, I think that's when I told you guys that I hate your guts. Because how dare you? How dare
That's
you
when
do
I know
this?
We're on to something.
That's how dare you do this to me. But the final cuts, I had to approach it that same way. Is like, okay, this hurts. I don't want to cut any of these last seven, but we got to get to 20 somehow. And I cheated the system because there's two songs that kind of feel like they go together, so I'm incorporating them into one. I'm a cheater, whatever. It's my show.
It's your show. You can do whatever the fuck you want.
Do what I want. But yeah, so like kind of just to echo everybody's, it was hard in that I didn't want to make any cuts. It was easy to find 20 that I would be cool with bringing here. So that being said, based on the conversation we just had, John, for the Raise Energy final say, how many do you think we're going to get through unanimously?
So I'm, you know, I normally, you know, kind of understate this a little bit. I tend to like go on the lower side, but for this one, I'm feeling 6.
Ooh, okay. 6, somewhere in the middle. Cord?
Man, you took my answer. I guess my initial thought was between 6 and 5, so I'll take the 5 on this one.
All right. What are you thinking, Joe?
Well, so when I was thinking about this before the show, I thought it was going to be a lot lower because I didn't know where you guys were at on this. But yeah, let's see. So you said 6 and 5 are off the board, right?
Right.
You know what? I'm going to be optimistic. I'm going to say 8.
Ooh.
Ooh.
All right.
Yeah, I'm really shooting for the shooting for the sun.
Well, what's funny is now both of my answers have been taken, so I'm going to take the low. I hate spinning negative, but somebody has to here, so I'm gonna spin down to 4, which I definitely think is low. But
you're not going
to
go Price is Right and go 1.
You know what?
Well, I don't know if you actually win in that way, right?
That's true.
Yeah, you close this without going over.
Oh, yeah. Oh, good call. Good call. Yeah. It is.
I feel like there's like at least three homers, though. So I don't know. We'll see. What we're going to do is we're going to take a brief pause. When we come back, we're going to start playing. And with that being said, thanks for sticking through the ad. That probably wasn't there, but maybe it was. Who knows? The name of the game is Deprogrammed, and the four of us have combed through Free Throw's discography and plucked out 20 songs that we are now going to mash together in an attempt to create a top 10 starter kit for you in case you have never given Free Throw a listen. And I have to start here because this is the first song by them I heard, and I'm pretty sure this is the song I passed along to Joe. And if I don't start here, I'm a liar. Such luck.
Yep.
Ooh, I don't have that one.
Ooh.
I do.
Okay, so we got 3. We got 3.
Yeah, that was the song.
I mean, I feel like the trickery in that song, because I'm like, why is John passing this on to me? And like, not that I didn't like it, but like, once you hear where it goes, you're like, oh, this is why. And then you go back and you hear it again, knowing what's coming, and you hear it a whole different way. So, man, I love that tune. All right, well, we got 3. It's on the board. It ain't out of there yet. This is what I'm worried about, is because there's 4 of us.
Yeah, it's going to be tough.
Yeah.
All right, Joe, or I'm sorry, John?
Oh, better have Burn Heal.
Yeah.
I have it.
Oh, that one didn't make my final cut.
Wow. All right.
Damn.
I'm curious to see what you've got there. All right. So we got 1, 2, and 3. All right. 2 in the conversation. All right. Cord?
Let's see. I'm going to start with... It's going to go... Let's start with Hope Spot.
Fuck.
Nope. I don't have that one.
Me neither.
I do.
Okay.
Nice. That was my thing of like, I want to show like the soft side of Free Throw, because like their softer songs are also like, they hit so hard in such a different way.
What's funny? Because their lyrics are like deep. Yeah. Is the easiest way to say it. Just deep.
Yeah.
Like
The note that I had for this one was a photographic memory doesn't help a loss for words for which I have none.
Yeah.
Because that line.
That's cool. Ugh. I also like that, I don't know if they did this on purpose, that's like a wrestling term, Hope Spot.
Yeah. Well, there's a couple of wrestling things in there.
Yes, indeed.
In their entire discography.
Yep. All right, so it gets 2. It's only out if if we don't get enough threes or unanimous. So it's not dead yet. It's still alive. All right, Joe?
I'm just going to go number one on my list. First one that I checkmarked as a yes for me, motorcycle, no motor.
Yes.
No.
No.
Ooh. Okay.
All right, it gets two.
Don't worry, man. I gotcha.
All right. Oops, I put that in the wrong spot. In the hope spot. All right. So two, it's still alive. It ain't dead yet. Man, we're struggling to find that first one, though. And fuck it. Fuck everything. I mean, I'm tipping my hand here. Two beers in.
Oh, yeah.
I don't have that one.
What? I do.
Okay, we got three.
Wow. So yeah, spoiler, guys. I'm sorry.
Fuck everything.
I thought that was going to be a gimme.
I thought so,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, Sam.
That line alone.
Yeah. I feel like that's like the ultimate emo party anthem. And my favorite thing is like the verse before that second chorus is like, he makes you feel like he's being sympathetic towards the new guys. Like, he doesn't know that you'll leave him so broken and alone. Yeah. And then he's just, fuck everything about him. Yes. Like, fuck that guy.
The first time I heard the hook, I was like, okay, that I'm in.
Yup.
Beautiful. All right. Well, it's okay. It ain't dead yet. All right, John.
Let's see if we can hit on one here. How about Pallet Town?
Yeah, man.
Yep.
Sorry, guys.
Man.
That's what I'm saying. I'm the spoiler, dudes.
Wow. I thought out of these six that we played, I thought at least four of these were going to be unanimous.
Yeah. Same.
Wow. Okay.
Well, now I'm the asshole here, so.
Joe playing the part of Justin this week.
Yeah.
And didn't you pick that we were going to have eight?
Yeah, I did, yeah. Yeah. And there's still plenty of game to play.
There is. Ooh. There's a ton of game, but the seemingly home runs are dwindling. Yeah, all right.
It's a daunting task.
Cord?
Let's go with The Coroner's Dilemma.
I have it.
I do not.
I do.
Oh, all right. It's a nice three here. Two, three. Not dead yet. It's still alive. I get the feeling right now that I'm going to be saying that a lot. So, considering how many times I've already said it. All right, Joe?
I'm going with a trust fall.
No.
That did not make my cut.
Nope.
Okay. Oh.
One in the trash.
The first one to go to the pile. Wow. The good news is at least we get to hear it. Hold on. Where's the search function here? Trustfall. There's actually, or was, a band here in Virginia Beach called Trustfall. This band is going to be the most hurtful on the misses, because they're all going to feel like, yeah, I could see that.
Yeah.
For sure.
This being no exception here. God, the new record is so good. All right, one into the pile, unfortunately. Back to me. How about Smokes? Let's go.
Nope.
No.
Nope.
Oh, wow. All alone on that one. I actually had that one up at number three. Okay. We all know I'm a track one guy.
Yep.
Cheating there. Okay. John?
Randy, I am the liquor.
Oh, yes.
Oh, man, no.
I don't have that one.
Oh, man.
I know.
You guys are killing me.
I'm killing myself here at this point.
I definitely had that one on my first pass. But much like I said, you never know. There's reasons that you never know for cutting.
Yep.
All right, Cord?
All right, so I'm going to go. Let's try. How about Tongue Tied?
Got it.
I do not have that one.
What?
No.
I got it. Fuck, man.
Damn.
Tongue Tied. It's got three. I mean, at this point, all the threes are going in. So.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
But like, I would not have predicted that we would not have anything unanimous.
I know. Seriously. That's insane.
See, I was about to say, like, I was about to make a comment, like, let's get a unanimous here, like, or something to that effect. And yeah. I'm like, no, I'm going to jinx it if I say something like that.
I mean, this isn't a deep discography, but it does seem like we're all kind of at different corners of it. So,
yeah,
we're going to get one that's going to be like, really? That's the one? All right.
Yeah.
All right. Joe?
Cloud Sick.
Nope.
No.
Yes.
Okay.
At this point, the twos might get in too.
It's going to be a discussion.
Yep. All right. So two. All right. I keep going past this one, so I need to go ahead and play it. How about Rinse Repeat?
Got it.
That one did not make my last cut.
I got it.
Okay, so it's got three. Now we're getting closer to the point where some of these twos might not make it. One, Joe, and John. All right, John?
This one is from my only one that I picked from the early, really early stuff. And I'm assuming this is a Pokemon reference. I don't know anything about Pokemon. Level 2 Pidgey in a Master Ball.
I got it.
Yes.
Ah, there it is!
There it is!
There it is.
I'm glad level 2 Pidgey was the unanimous.
And funny enough, that was number 20 for me. That was the last one that made the cut.
I just love the Boy Meets World reference.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's see.
I like the undeclared stuff better, but
Boy Meets World. Yeah.
Got one. Again, like, I don't know. I say it a lot, and then I apologize every time I have to say it, but this is definitely... There's only, 59 songs, 60 songs that we brought into this, and all of them are pretty much worthy. So...
Yeah.
That's why we're having this problem.
That's why we're having this problem. So, all right, we got one.
It's quality and quantity.
Yep. All right. Cord?
I'm going to try another one from Bury Your Mind this time. How about Cal Ripken Jr. Johnson?
No.
Do not.
No.
Oh, man.
There we go.
Your first taste of the pile.
Yep.
It happens to
you
the
gotta
best
get those
ones.
Out of the way.
Yep.
The next seven are all going to be unanimous. Watch.
That'd be incredible.
I like the way you think, though.
I'll settle for five or six.
Yeah. All right. Joe?
What's past is prologue.
Absolutely.
No, apparently not.
Yes.
Okay. Got a three.
See, I'm hitting on these threes, you know what I mean? So, you know.
We all are.
It's there.
Dude, one thing I have to say about What's Past is Prologue, the first time I ever heard that ending, I got goosebumps. Like, today I finally learned to say I love myself.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
But dude.
There's a mental health thread. Like, this dude is not afraid to write about his struggles and his vulnerabilities. And that's, I think, what makes it a really relatable. Like, if you're having mental health issues, like, this is a good band to listen to because they will make you feel better. You're like, someone else is going through this stuff too.
Yeah. And the cool thing about, one thing I love about their lyrics is Corey likes to do a lot of callbacks to, like, older records and older songs. So, like, the whole, like, today I finally learned to say I love myself. Back on, I think it's on Bear Your Mind, Better Have Burn Heal, there's a line about I just want to love myself. Mm. So I feel like that's a callback to that. That's a reference to that.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to stay on that record, though. How about Victory Road?
Yes.
Nope.
I do not have Total Nonstop Action.
All right, so two of us got it. It's Alive But Flailing. All right, John?
All right, this should be a no-brainer. Kim Tasty.
Nope.
No.
What?
Sorry, bud.
What?
Dude, that was like my biggest sin is that was the one song from from Those Days Are Gone that didn't make my initial cut.
Dude.
Yeah.
Justin, play the thing. Tell these people why they're wrong.
tell the thing.
We're all wrong always on this episode, apparently. I'm pretty sure it made my first pass.
Let it play for a second.
I already feel bad.
Yep.
Wait till it kicks in. Somehow I've gone stale. Is that all that you wanted? Come on.
Yup.
Yeah. It's all because.
Hope you guys feel terrible about yourself.
I do.
I do.
And the reason is, you know, I didn't have any stakes going into this band, and not the ones that you eat, you know?
God,
there was no stakes, so it was easy to just, you know, I'm good without it. But now I feel terrible.
Yeah. Which is the purpose of playing the songs, to make everybody feel bad about
whoever gets
choices.
The final say should pick that one.
At this point, it looks like it's going to be me with my low ball. All right, so that was John. We are over to Cord. There's still plenty of gameplay left.
So
I've only got six left.
I still have quite a few.
Yeah, I have a ton.
Okay. I'm gonna get my number two out of the way. Personal number one, and I know that prefacing was saying this is my favorite free throw song does not bode well for me, but it's an old song anyways, so still might not go well. Does anyone have Pennsylvania Dutch?
You're goddamn right I do.
Hell yeah.
I don't, but it did make my first pass.
No.
Well, it gets two. It gets two. All right. Joe?
I'm going to play Monte Luna.
Yep.
Nope.
All right.
Joe and Cord. All right, we're back to me. All right. No, how about Tail Whip Struggle?
Tail Whip Struggle? Yes.
I do not have that one.
Okay, so we got another three. That's what I'm just looking for now. Just threes. Let's stay on the positive. All right. John?
Let's Get Invisible.
Yes.
Nope.
That was 21.
Well, damn. I don't think it's going to make into the conversation. We are going to have one
a
here.
Lot. We're going to have a lot to talk
kidding.
About.
We're going to have
I knew here. I should have said one.
I know, right?
Yeah, I made that big speech about I always go low, but this time I'm going for it.
Right.
I'm an idiot.
No, I literally when I was thinking about it before the show, I was like, it's probably only gonna be like one or two. I should have said one.
I know. What are you going to do, man? I mean, like, we all had such glowing things to say about the band. We're just in different corners of the discography. Yeah. What are you going to say? What are you going to do?
Well, if this was a show to make a top 59 list, we'd be good.
Yes.
There should be a rule with the final say that if no one hits it on the dot, that it doesn't happen. You just pick the 10. Like, you have to hit it on the dot to get it.
We'll see.
Go to the judges.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah. Chord.
I'm going to go with another one off of Piecing It Together. Dormancy.
Do not.
No.
No.
I just really love that twinkly lead riff, honestly.
They do that very well.
Yeah. The one on that song is so good.
Well, let's give it a listen here. Here we go.
Yeah.
Again, the new record is really fucking good.
It's growing on me. It's one of those that I like it the more that I listen to it.
Yeah.
All right. Joe?
I'm going to go off of, I think it's self-titled, but it's Gersperms!
No.
Unfortunately, that didn't make it for me.
No.
All right.
You just wanted to say that.
Well, yeah.
Obviously. It's the only way you can say that song title.
It's the only way. But it is actually a good song.
Yeah.
They all are. Is what we're finding really out. Really is what we're finding out. They all belong here. They all fucking belong. All right. I know. They're only getting a little play at this point. How about The Grass Isn't Greener?
Yep.
No.
I do not.
Dang. Two. Okay. That was me and Cord. All right, John?
Today is especially delicious.
Do not have it.
Nor do I.
Cricket.
I don't either.
Yep. All right. Today.
That wasn't on my first pass, though.
Joe mentioned Free Throw being a great band to work out to. Also a great band to mow the lawn to. I've never mowed my lawn so fast.
I did both of them today, actually.
Okay. Cord?
I'm going to go with... this one is off Bear Your Mind. Andy and I...
God damn it. No. If I had to guess, that one was like 22 for me.
Oh,
yeah, I don't have that one.
Yeah, that chorus. It didn't make it, but it was on the first pass. This is going well, guys.
I mean, it is. That's the worst part. It's just we're not hitting unanimouses.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Unanimi?
Yeah. I can speak the English.
Well, really, and there's four of us. If it was only three-way panel, then you'd be set.
Oh, they all hurt. They all hurt. All right, Joe.
This one has to be a wrestling reference. Anaconda Vice.
Yes.
Yep, I got that one.
No.
Oh man, oof. That might have been our last chance at one. Right, but it gets a 3. 1, 2, and 3. Let me count how many I got left here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I still have 8 left.
I got 5.
Okay.
I think I have 4.
Okay. So I've been the odd man out. How about Perfect Driftwood?
Yep.
That one didn't make it for me.
No.
Dang. That's the thing that keeps happening.
Just a twofer.
Yep. Let's see. Justin and Joe. All right. John?
Weak tables.
Do not.
No.
Nope.
No. All right. John and
Final. Maybe a wrestling reference there, too.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, could be.
Yeah.
I mean, Nashville.
Oh, this intro's so good.
Fucking hell. Only 8 have gone into the pile so far. So again, that says something about this band.
This is the 9th one, yeah.
Fuck. All right, Cord.
All right. How about I'm going to start this one off with some lyrics. I had to leave. You didn't love me for me. Why can't you see you didn't love me for who I am? Good job, champ.
No.
I don't have it.
Yes. That song is awesome.
Hey.
Yeah. All right. Still alive. Barely.
Barely. Barely breathing. All right. John. Cord. All right. Joe?
Well, I got to go with, hey, Ken, someone methodically mushed the donuts.
Oh,
no.
Damn. I love that song, but that barely didn't make my cut.
No.
Well, it was a try.
You never know, right? Such pretty guitars.
That's all Promise Ring right there.
Yeah. And that ending is so good.
Let's get it. Oh. I hurt. I hurt all over.
Yeah.
All right. So that was Joe. All right. I think I'm going to just dump out because you guys are all have less than me at this point. So we'll just dump out here. Open Window?
Nope.
Okay. Worry Seed?
I got that one.
That was number 21.
No. Oh. Joe? Did we lose Joe? I think we lost.
Oh.
Yeah, I think we lost Joe.
I'm back. I don't know what happened. Sorry, guys.
All right, so I assumed that you didn't have
open... So, what's that?
I assumed you didn't have Open Window.
I don't have Open Window.
What about Worry Seed?
I do have Worry Seed.
Okay, Worry Seed.
Another 3. Wow.
Worry Seed gets into the convo. It worries its way in.
How awkward.
How awkward.
Wait, so I missed it. Nobody had the donut song?
No, just you.
No. Oh,
okay. Yep. Just me. All right, that's fine.
All right. Ocular Pat Down?
No. That one didn't make it.
Okay. I don't know didn't if it was it. An Always Sunny reference, but now Kith?
Nope.
No.
No.
Kith. Lavender Town?
Yes, I have Lavender Town.
Didn't make it.
No.
Okay, so it's got 2, but at this point I think the 2s are out. 1 and Cord. We're almost there. Tips Are Appreciated?
Nope.
Nope.
No.
Nope.
All right. And last but not least were the 2 that I included as 1, My High, My Low.
No.
Nope.
I played especially bad this time. All right. You want to dump out, John?
I only got 1 left. Down and Out.
Nope.
Do not. Nope.
All right. Down and Out. And Cord, do you dump out?
All I have left is What Day Is It? October?
I do not have that.
Man.
All right. And what do you got left, Joe?
Yeah, I have You Don't Say That, and I have An Hour Pissed.
Man.
Okay. I did not see this coming.
This was hard.
I knew I should have said one.
One. Okay, we got 1-3 unanimously. It's level 2, Pidgey and a Master Ball. It gets in. All right. What do we got?
Just wild.
I see 23 in the conversation, but I think
like 11 threes to me.
Yeah, I think we dump out the twos here to get it to just the threes. Twos.
I might be willing to fight for Randy I Am the Liquor and Victory Road over some of the threes, but that's a tough call to make.
Yeah, I'll be honest. I'm not gonna just by the. I'm still so new to the band. Like just seeing the name of the song, I'm not gonna remember what it is.
So let's see. I left Victory Road. I left. Oh, let's get rid of this one. Randy the Liquor, and then
even Cloud Sick. I think it might be the best one on that new one. That might be worth leaving around just in case.
And then I left.
I don't know that did any of the threes come from piecing it together. Worry Seed maybe.
Oh yeah, Worry Seed. Yep, Worry Seed did. Lavender Town is a 2, and then I think I got all the 2s out, except for yeah. All right, so this is what I got for. I left a couple of the twos and all the threes. So this is what I got: 14 of them. Anaconda Vice, Better Have Burn Heel, Pallet Town, Pennsylvania Dutch, Randy I Am the Liquor, Rinse Repeat, Such Luck, Tail Whip Struggle, The Corner's Dilemma, Tongue Tied, Two Beers In, Victory Road, What's Past Is Prologue, and Worry Seed. Now I feel like. I feel like Two Beers In has to, yeah?
Wait, did Pennsylvania Dutch have 2 or 3?
Just 2.
I think it had 2.
Yeah, I thought that was just a 2.
So let me get that one out.
Yeah, that was just 2. That was just me and Cord.
Indeed. Sorry. Because it was right next to Pallet Town. All right, so it's that same list minus Pennsylvania Dutch. But again, Two Beers In has to be in, right? Like...
I was the odd man out on that one. So yeah.
All right, so let's grab Two Beers In.
Just grab 2 beers.
Yeah.
All right, so we got 2 now. I mean, as much as I feel like Such Luck as well, like I'm not saying we don't need Such Luck, but I am saying like we needed 2 beers in makes Such Luck expendable in comparison.
Maybe.
Possibly.
Yeah, possibly. Of the two, I needed that one. All right. Is there anything? Oh, by the way, 1. So I guess I win. I get the final say with 4.
Yeah.
Cool.
Jinkies. Told you to go Price is Right rules, man.
Yeah, seriously.
I should have. Who would have guessed?
Who would have?
Is there something up there on the board that you feel like we have to have, Cord?
I'm willing to fight for Pallet Town. I have way too much of a soft spot for that first record for sure. Yeah. Yeah.
I'll second that. Pallet Town is absolutely deserving to be on this.
Joe? Any
yeah, objection? I'm not against that. I can't recall what that song is.
Play the end of it. My God.
Right. Yeah.
So what you're saying is make Joe feel bad for not having it initially.
Yes. we are talking about a band that is in their feelings. So make me in my feelings, Justin.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. I remember the song though.
So we'll put that one through. Pallet Town.
Yeah, put that one through.
All right. And then same question to you, Joe. Is there one here that you feel like you need?
You know, like, I feel like compared to the rest of the list, it's actually probably one of the weaker songs, but Such Luck was the first song that I heard and I was into it. Mm-hmm. So like, I feel like it has to be in the top 10 somewhere.
I mean, I could make that argument too, because that song is what made me fall in love with the band. It was the first one I heard. I pushed play and I was like, what? Holy shit. Right.
And yeah, again, comparably like to the rest of the list, it's probably the weakest of the rest of the list, but yeah, that's first that I heard, and again, new fan here, and like, fuck yeah, let's go.
Any objections to Such Luck?
I'm not gonna argue with it. That song rules.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, it's like you said, Justin, we were talking about Two Beers, and it's like, maybe, I mean, I just think if we throw this in, then that doesn't necessarily bode well for like Tongue Tied.
Oh, that's true.
I think Tongue Tied is probably a better representation.
Yeah.
So if we're going to talk about one more song off of Those Days Are Gone, I might fight for Tongue Tied over Such Luck.
I had Tongue Tied as like number one on my list because I feel like Tongue Tied is like the definition of a free throw song.
So maybe we hold off on those two and see when it comes down to.
Okay. So how about this then, John? Of the 11 that are left, is there one that you're looking at that's like, oh man, you know what? It's done well, but I think it's time to go home.
The only one that I didn't have on my list was Anaconda Vice. So if I have to pick one, that would be the one, but it's gonna be tough. I mean, I think Better Have Burn Heel and The Coroner's Dilemma should be the next two to go in.
Just to see how we feel after listening to Anaconda Vice. I mean, honestly, I feel like this episode is like the epitome of Curtis's saying, the knock me over with a push me over with a feather. Yeah. Like, I feel like I can be swayed on all of these songs, really.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, there's not really any pushbacks from me, to be honest.
All right, so Better Have Burn Heel. Oh man, yeah. So who was out on Better Have Burn Heel?
I did not have that one.
Do you need to hear it, or is this a knock you over with a feather type situation?
So are we at the point with What's Past Is Prologue yet, where, because we don't have anything from What's Past Is Prologue in the final say yet, right?
No, right now all we have is two from Those Days and one from Free Throw.
Yeah. Or wait, Better Have Burn Heel's not that record.
Yeah, it's Bear Your Mind.
Bear Your Mind. I did have Better Have Burn Heel on my like initial list. I would be down to throw that one in for sure.
All right, so let's get that.
I just think it's an important song for them.
Yeah, definitely.
I think definitely for this band, having some representation for each album, I think is important too, because they definitely grow and have a different sound.
Yeah,
while maintaining what they are in each record too.
And they're still so young; they're still growing.
Yeah,
yeah.
There's plenty of growth left. So yeah, absolutely. I do think, even if it's not even representation, I do think we should have something from everything.
We'll have to get all you guys back together for a part two in a few years after they have a few more records.
Yeah, right.
I'm down.
Right,
yeah, so, for sure.
So Better Have Burn Heel puts us at four. And now Anaconda Vice is kind of starting to look like it could probably hit the cutting room floor. Let's do this. If we're looking at album representation, let's look at What's Past Is Prologue. We've got Anaconda Vice, Tail Whip Struggle, The Coroner's Dilemma, and What's Past Is Prologue. So, not saying we're...
The Coroner's Dilemma, I think, is the best song on that record.
I would agree. If we're going for songs that are going to hook someone into this band, The Coroner's Dilemma, for sure.
Agreed.
Well, Let me get out of the way then. Actually, yeah, I was the odd man out. So let's grab it. That gets us halfway there. What I love is definitely reminds me of, there's a band called Padfoot here in Virginia Beach that definitely does like a similar vibe. Okay. So that gives us five. We have nine left to get our last five.
What do we have left right now?
All right. So Anaconda Vice, Randy, I Am the Liquor, Rinse, Repeat, Such Luck, Tail Whip Struggle, Tongue Tied, Victory Road, I Can Speak, What's Past Is Prologue, and Worry Seed.
Okay. I mean, I think I was the odd man on Randy, right?
I didn't have it either. I think that was a two.
Oh, you didn't have it either.
Yeah. We don't. Okay, let's keep tackling it from an album standpoint. So we got one from Bear Your Mind already. We got one from Free Throw, Those Days, What's Past Is Prologue. How about, let's get one. Well, shit. The only one left.
Looks like Worry Seed is in.
Yep.
Which is fine with me. It's a great song.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So let's get that one. And that gets us to six. And now we have each of the albums, right?
Do we want to talk about Such Luck versus Tongue Tied now?
I feel like we kind of have to, right?
Yeah.
So now you're putting it up against, let me get a listen to Tongue Tied. Not that this is going to help. Because honestly, like anything from Those Days, seriously, yeah, could have gotten in here.
I had five from Those Days on my initial 20, and that was more than any other record.
Oh, God. I narrowly give this the edge over Such Luck. The thing that Such Luck has is the element of surprise. And, you know, while it worked for me and Joe, is it going to work for everybody? Like, whereas this is like immediacy.
And it's melodic. It's undeniable. Yeah. Right.
Dude, the chorus to this is this is the song that made me fall in love with Free Throw. Like, watching them play at the New Direction, when they played this song, I was like, oh, holy shit. Okay. I have to buy this record. Like, that I'm willing to fight pretty hard for Tongue Tied.
Yeah, same.
So let's get,
yeah, I mean, I'm actually gonna change what I said. I actually do like, I'm looking at the lyrics in both of them right now, and just reading through the lyrics, Tongue Tied is giving me the goosies more than Such Luck is. I'm okay with losing Such Luck.
Yeah,
I'm flip flopping.
No, it happens a lot on this show, but you hate to, because it is a great tune, but like, I think what worked for me and Joe might not work for everybody.
I think Tongue Tied is definitely more of a grabber, a gripper, if you will, than Such Luck is.
Yeah. All right, so that gives us seven all the way through. And in all honesty, I think since we threw up a stinker as far as unanimouses go, I think the final say is going to be a panel decision here. I had four and we only got one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I fucking said eight.
Yeah. I feel like you should have to get at least closer.
Yeah. At least one or two. Yeah. It'd be different if, you know, I don't know, man. Like if we got, I don't know what I'm trying to say. If I picked four and we got seven.
And it's not like, and I don't want to speak for you, but it feels like there's not one obvious one that like we missed on that, like, oh, if I grab that one, it'll be perfect. It's like we just need to go through it and figure it out. Yeah.
All right. So that puts us at seven. We've still got Anaconda Vice, Randy, I Am the Liquor, Rinse, Repeat, Tail Whip Struggle, Victory Road, What's Past Is Prologue. We've got album representation out of the way. So now I feel like we just take the three best that says Free Throw. Is there anything, Cord, of those six that's really jumping out at you? Or the opposite way, something where you're like, okay, look, you've been around this long. I think it's time for you to go home.
I think for me, the one that's sticking out the most that I feel like needs to be in here is Randy I on the Liquor.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
Me too. Like,
yeah,
I had that it was a very late cut. I don't know where I had it, but I definitely did.
That was like the one real ripper from that album that, like, even on my initial listen when I didn't like that record that much, I was like, that song rules though.
So that puts us at 8. With 5 left. We'll go back to you, John. Is there something you think can go home at this point?
Yeah, it's either that can go home
or get in if there's something that you feel like is
the two that I'm looking at is What's Past Is Prologue and Tail Whip Struggle. I think one of those probably needs to be in at least.
Okay. You feeling either kind of way about either, Joe? Tail Whip Struggle or What's Past Is Prologue?
I mean, I had both of them, so I could flip a coin on that, bud.
I know the feeling.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. If I had to choose, I would say Tail Whip Struggle.
Yeah, I mean,
goes in.
Come on.
Oh God.
Come on.
But then play What's Past This Prologue so we can do the.
I feel like you have to play like the ending part because that's what's hanging me up on it is like that epic ending to that song.
Nice. So we need the last.
Does not make that easy.
No.
here's where I'm at with it. I think a big part of what makes What's Past Is Prologue such an incredible song is how they tie it together with the first track on that record. Because, mm-hmm. like, you know, there's, like, that ending section that you just played is the same, like, lyrical and like harmony kind of thing going on as like what starts off the record.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a big part of why that pulls together so well. As much as I love the Today I Have Finally Learned to Say I Love Myself, and as much as that like hits me in the heart, I feel like if we're going with the theme of the show, if we're going with what's going to hook someone right away, they'll appreciate that more once they get into the band. So true. I would be okay with going with Tail Whip Struggle over What's Past Is Prologue.
True. And, you know, again, listening to them back to back like that while in our heads and here, for the purposes of the show, yeah, I think Tail Whip Struggle probably loops somebody faster, easier.
That's fair.
All right. It doesn't feel good.
It hurts.
But, this decision sucks, but it has to be done.
All right, now we're down to the nitty-gritty here. We got one left. And what do we have left in the conversation? We got 3 here. Anaconda Vice, Rinse Repeat, and Victory Road. So it really kind of depends on what we're trying to put forward here. Is there one jumping out to anyone as the clear-cut favorite?
I love Victory Road. It's the closer. It's the one of the longest songs that they have. It's just epic. I feel like we just cut one of those, so we don't really have something like that.
And I feel like this one kind of gets to it sooner. And I feel
like we have a lot of the upbeat stuff, but we don't have a lot of the like slow burn type stuff.
Let's get a little rinse repeat here too. I feel like at this point Anaconda Vice can hit the floor as much as I love it, but I feel like we got what I want out of Anaconda Vice with Tail Whip Struggle.
Right. Yeah, you can say Anaconda Vice. You know that that song is we already have that song in the top 10. So.
So now, I mean, to John's point, do we have this sound already? Versus the slow burner with Victory Road.
I mean, I really like Rinse Repeat, but I do feel like we have this with other songs.
Yeah.
We don't really have that slow burn. And normally I know like we don't always do that because, you know, again, slow burn, but.
And I'll throw this out there, and this isn't going to help, but we can still talk about Such Luck if you guys want to.
There is still Such Luck to talk about.
Yeah, that
because it would be. I mean, it. Yeah, there's a point to be made there too.
Man.
Well, now you just threw a real big wrench in there, John.
Yeah.
Well, because if we're going for that vibe, like Victory Road and Such Luck both have that same. They have like similar like the dark, like really depressing side of Free Throw.
Where's the switch? I don't know that it hits the switch, does it? Or later? Oh yeah, it's way later. And that's how it ends. So,
man.
Yeah.
Mm. Mm.
Do we need the switch to be hit? Because if we need the switch to be hit, then we need Such Luck. Victory.
I think it's better without it. I think it leaves it on such a, like, I love the ending to that song because it's so unexpected.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You feel like they're about to hit the switch, but they don't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, well, again, I guess that it is that same mind trickery, the same thing that Such Luck does. So I guess, do you need the switch or not?
But, I mean, you guys did, like, wax about how Such Luck was, like, the one that got you in, and, like, that's the one. So, there may be a conversation to be had there.
Here's what I want to do, because I didn't delete it out of the playlist yet. Because this never helps, and it's just going to make it feel...
Well, I got to be honest. I don't know what I want, okay? So you're really throwing me for a loop here, okay?
This is hard.
Let's get to the switch.
Guys, I said this was my easiest list to ever create. Now you're just totally mad. Yeah, so...
Dude.
That's so good.
It is.
But does it better complete the list than Victory Road, which does the same thing without the switch? That's the question I'm asking myself. Because
Let me know when you find the answer, because
when you figure it out, I'm just gonna go ahead and agree with you.
You did. I mean, I don't know.
I understand. Yeah. I'm just going to say I understand that I have bias towards Those Days Are Gone because I didn't, you know, I didn't really get into Bury Your Mind as much at first. So that being said, I am pulling a little harder for Such Luck because I think that, like, that's, if you want to break down Free Throw into, like, what are some defining characteristics of what makes, you know, the many different sort of quote-unquote formulas that can go into a Free Throw song, I think that's a big part of it, is that how well they're able to, like, work the dynamic between being, they start off soft and then just absolutely punching you in the face with something like that makes it that much more emotionally heavy.
Mm-hmm.
No, 100%. Because with everything you just said, like when I first dove into all this, you know, I was like, what's going on? And then it hits. I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, totally my band. You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's definitely a throw, which is what makes it great.
So let's do it. Let's go with Such Luck. Bam, bam, bam. Executive decisions. There it is. Right at the end. That gives us our 10. I feel good, but bad at the same time. It's a wonderful feeling. All right, so here's our 10. Better Have, Burn Heel, Level 2 Pidgey and a Master Ball, Pallet Town, Randy, I Am the Liquor, Such Luck, Tail Whip Struggle, The Corner's Dilemma, Tongue Tied, Two Beers In, and Worry Seed. Out of those 10, though, John, what's the one that you're going to give to somebody?
Pallet Town.
What are you thinking, Cord?
Pallet Town is a great answer, but I'm going to have to go with Tongue Tied.
What are you thinking, Joe?
Yeah, I was thinking Tongue Tied also.
Can't make this easy, can you guys? I can't just come in and go, yes, I agree with you. Fucking hell.
You got to play the end of Pallet Town if you're going to play it.
Yeah, you have to play the It Must Take a Mastermind.
Oh, God. All right, let's get a little bit of Pallet Town. Oh!
God damn.
Get to the ending. Just wait. I saw them in Atlanta. They did this, and I still watch the video, and it makes the hair stand up on my arm. It's that good.
I can't.
God, that's so good there.
Yeah. That's another, like, if we're thinking about what makes a free throw song, the, like, epic sing-along, like jumping on your friend's shoulders at a show and losing your voice kind of ending, is like that. Pallet Town hits it right on the head.
So I guess really, like, which one is more apt to bring somebody in? They both kind of have that jingly guitar sound.
Yeah,
they both have like that catchiness to them. But I think because of that ending, because what you just said, Cord, I think we got to go Pallet Town. I think that one kind of hits what free throw is on the nose.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Pallet Town.
Yeah. 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 Yep.
Oh, yep. We got there.
We did it.
Did we though? Did we really?
So
had to cut my soul into 10 pieces, but fine.
Yeah, no, we got there.
Dang, man. Dang.
Oh, this might be one of the most painful ones I've done yet.
Yeah, like, I was not expecting this. I thought it was going to be real easy, and then, you know, it's not.
It's
yeah, not like, we all came out of the gate like, oh, we're going to have so many unanimous answers on this, and then we had one.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, we're here in a group therapy session.
Yes.
Yep.
Well, it does speak to the band that we were all in different corners of the discography, equally enjoying it and understanding why the other person enjoyed it and not going, oh, fuck you, that was wrong. It was just like, well, shit, yeah, you're right.
Yep.
Well, and again, like, well, I guess this is probably good for the conversation after the fact, but, you know, they're such a diverse band. And again, indeed, like John said many times too, they're still so young, so
there's a lot to go.
What's going to happen is exciting.
Yeah. So Pallet Town is our number one with a bullet. Let's let it get some moment in the sun. So pretty.
Sounds like the Weaker Thans.
Yeah. We got Better Have, Burn Heel, Level 2 Pidgey, and a Master Ball was our one unanimous.
Randy, that's fucking wild.
Totally. Randy, I Am the Liquor, Such Luck, Tail Whip Struggle, The Corner's Dilemma, Tongue Tied, Two Beers In, and Worry Seed, our 10. We have done it. We have done it. And look, maybe you're listening to this and going, they got all that wrong. Every last thing that they did was wrong. You want to come play? It's as simple as this. Reach out to me at the Hulkster on the Twitter, or if you got a friend who's already in the Discord, that happens too. You just come join the Discord and say, hey, I want to talk about this band. It's really that simple, and I'll get you in as soon as I possibly can. Also, we're a podcast, obviously. Wherever you're listening, hit subscribe, rate, comment, share. Tell somebody you enjoy the program. That means a great deal to me. More than any of those other things, you telling somebody that you enjoy the program and hopefully they listen as well. That would be great. Patreon.com/ohhijustin is a great place to support the show as well monetarily. If you got a buck, why not shoot it my way? It helps the pod grow. It helps the network grow. You get a ton of podcast content straight to your email. All you have to do is push play from there. So I think that covers all our bases. Free throw. Learn them and love them, people. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.